Listening to the Repartee on AM 950. I'm Robert Pilot here, and I have a special guest, Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and we're going to go right with Dave in just a moment here. But I just wanted to bring a quick update, and maybe Dave, Sheriff Hutch, maybe you can chime in too. We have a Native American March happening October 24th, and I just want to bring this up. The National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media is putting on a big, it'll be a march to U.S. Bank on the 24th against the Washington team's name. And so we're really getting organized for that. And there'll be more information about that. And I think by next Wednesday, our show will have a couple people on that are really organizing this event and really doing it the right way. We were talking a lot about that. And it's on the 24th. That's a Thursday night football game, and against the Vikings, and end up at U.S. Bank. We'll start at PV Plaza. There'll be speakers. I know we got Winona the Duke's coming down, and Tara Huska, and Mary Kanush Bodine's going to be emceeing, and there's going to be tribal leaders from all 11 tribes, if not all, close to all 11 tribes in Minnesota are going to be there. So we would love to have your support and come down and look for more information about that. So for no further ado, I'd love to bring in Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson. Welcome to the Repartee.
Thank you very much. I don't want to move too much so I have your dog in my lap, but yeah, thanks for having me. And talk about the march. I think it's a great idea that all these leaders and these activists also are communicating very well with the city of Minneapolis Police Department. Because it shouldn't be us versus them or you versus whoever.
Mm-hmm.
People have the right to express themselves. Why not get public safety involved early on so we can make sure that everybody's doing what they want to do safely?
Mm-hmm.
You can protest and anything you want. We just want to make sure people are safe. And I think this is going to be a great event because of the collaboration.
Yeah, I do. There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of my idols out there. David Glass, who's one of the main leaders, Clyde Belcourt of the American Indian Movement, and we have a lot of the local nations, the urban nations helping out with this. So it's going to be a great event. We had I don't know if you remember this, in 2015 we did one at TCF, and there was 7,000 people there, and it was against the Chiefs, the Kansas City team, and that was at TCF. And that was a weekend. So this will be a little different. It'll be Thursday night. They're planning well. They're planning well. And I've been on a couple of the planning committees and, of course, the Minneapolis police, getting all the permits in the water, and we're getting the outhouses. So they're doing it upright. So I give a lot of credit to the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media. Well, we just had happen downtown Minneapolis, I commend you because I feel like things could have been really, really a lot worse.
Yeah, I think, again, getting a bunch of agencies involved, and we had Ramsey County, Anoka County, St. Paul, Washington County, a bunch of U of M played a big part, U of M police. And again, we're not there to tell you who you should support. We're the police and public safety. So both groups had majority of people were peaceful and friendly, and both the groups had people who weren't friendly. And so it was a small number, but of course, the media plays just the last hour of the people causing some havoc. And people were well behaved on both sides, I think it could have been bad, but with cool heads prevailed, as they're saying. And we did a great job. Our sheriff's deputies were out there and enforced, making sure people could express what they wanted to express.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Sheriff, do you mind if we get some phone calls out here and we can play Ask the Sheriff here on AM 950, Rapid 3. So, hey, anybody want to talk to the sheriff at 952-946-6205? That's 952-946-6205. We were going to have one of our friends here that was going to join us today, and he had an appointment, a medical appointment, and we all put out tobacco for Barry Hand. And what I wanted to do with when we originally were going to have Barry on with us is kind of have a reunion, because how democracy works and how much I really like AM 950, because they're not owned by a corporation. They don't have. There's David Glass. They don't have people that pay for the station, you know, so it's owned by one person. And so we had Barry was on our show, and I tell this story a lot because this is what democracy looks like. Barry came in and said, how can one of the most liberal counties in the United States have this Indian fighter we won't say his name, as Hennepin County Sheriff? And I was like, oh, right. All of a sudden, you appeared. We kind of vetted you out and said, hey, would you go up to line 3? And you said no, and you sounded great. We had you on the show. We had you on the show a bunch of times. Then you did the you took second place, and he didn't get 50%. Mm-hmm. We went on, and then you got more traction. And then a group that I'm with is MN350. They did 38,000 calls in Texas and 3,000 calls, and you won by 2,000 votes. That's what democracy looks like. So that's the connecting of the dots.
Absolutely. And Barry Hand is probably the top 5 coolest people I've ever met. But yeah, you know, Cheryl Goodman, she's a female native cop who's very involved in the police culture, but also the native culture. So, again, that's why I've got to hire more people that are different than the mainstream people, because she pretty much helped me win the election. So.
Right. And I know you went into, like, all these places where natives were that had never voted and said, we're going to vote for you. And we can tell that your heart's in the right place. And that's why we enjoyed having you on. That's why we enjoyed supporting you. And we're going to enjoy supporting you again, because I think, we always have to. We want you in there a couple more times, you know, until you run for governor. And then hopefully we can do a TV radio show from the governor's mansion.
It'll be something.
Right. Hey, do you want to take a phone call?
Yes, go for it.
Hey, let's go. Jeff from Minneapolis, you're on the Repartee with the sheriff.
Hello. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing good. Very good.
Awesome. Well, I just first of all want to say belated happy Indigenous Peoples Day. Shout out to my lovely granddaughter, Dakota, who's Lakota Ray tribe. And thank you for the Native American talk show that you do. I do listen to that, and it's very informative. But my question to Sheriff Hutches, and I just want to congratulate you on a wonderful job, sir, that you're doing. Have not heard anything about the sheriff's department in the news, and I always consider no news is good news. So apparently, what you're doing is working, and more power to you. But I do have a question. How is the new uniform policy? And I believe I saw one of the sheriff deputies sporting a beard, which I do like, because that's less militaristic, and I think it gives more of a human look to law enforcement. I'd like to know if you've had some positive feedback from your deputies, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, thank you again for all the kind words, sir. And I think, first of all, the uniform, which I wish I would have worn today, it's more comfortable. The shirt is, wear short sleeve and long sleeve. The pants are more comfortable. We can also wear the external vest carriers, which you can take them on and off easier. And also the policy we changed with the special areas, you can wear belt tees, as long as it's somewhat clean shaven, and you can wear visible tattoos. And our thinking of that is we're not RoboCops, we're human beings, and we like to wear eye tattoos. I like to wear facial hair once in a while. So But they generally did it for their comfort, but also part of it was to make sure the community knows that, hey, we're not any better or any worse than you. We're just human beings who chose this as a profession, and I think it's gone pretty well.
Well, I like the uniform thing. We joked about this before you became sheriff, and it was like, hey, are you going to have one of these white things and the cape? And, you know, and you said, no, you want to tell everybody what you told me. It was beautiful.
Yeah, the people I supervise and manage, it's roughly about 1,100 and 900 deputies. And I'm going to wear the same color as them because I am one of them. I'm no better. I'm no worse. What they do affects me. What I do affects them. But this is, I'm going out in the streets with them. I'm going to jail with them. I'm look the same as them because, again, I'm no better than them.
Yeah, that's beautiful, and I think that's the spirit that we've all caught on, and that we caught on first with Native Roots Radio, which is on 1 to 3 on Saturdays, here on AM 950. And what we really like about you, you know, we got a couple calls here, Roger and Stan, please hold on because we're going to take a break in about a minute. We're going to talk a little bit about what's a day in the life of a sheriff, in between these calls, because it looks like we're going to have a lot of calls, which is exciting.
It's good. We're busy. I mean, it's nonstop. It's, we're doing community events. I'm doing a lot of meetings from the inside staff. I mean, I have a lot of staff, like front staff, major investigations, personnel, patrol, all this stuff. It's just every day there's something. Like on the way over here, one of the area high schools is on fire. And granted, it's not a sheriff's issue, but it's a fire public safety issue, so we're working on everything. Staying busy.
Yeah, always busy. I know it's hard to get a hold of you because you're rocking and rolling. Hey, everybody, keep on calling. We got Lawrence, Roger, and Stan up next. You're listening to the Rapartee of AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Marijuana legalization might not mean a lot to you professionally, but it may to your clients and employees, bankers and investors, property owners and landlords. Minnesota Lawyer has got your back with the CanCon Business Symposium on Wednesday, November 6th at the Depot, Minneapolis. Denver-based researcher, the Marijuana Policy Group, will present data on the economic impact legislation has had in Colorado and how that might translate to Minnesota. You'll hear from professionals in other states that legalized marijuana about what's at stake for you. Human resources professionals can learn about the effects on employees and how the hiring process could change. Attorneys will learn how to protect their clients. Commercial real estate brokers and agents will hear about investment opportunities from an expert panel. Speakers include Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, Speaker of the House Ryan Winkler, and Senators Melissa Franzen, Jeff Hayden, and Scott Jensen, as well as several Minnesota business leaders. Learn strategies that work at the CanCon Business Symposium on Wednesday, November 6th at the Depot, Minneapolis. Register now at canconmn.com.
Hey everyone, Ellie Krug here from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. This month, I'm sharing about opportunities to hear me in person. I'm having an open house on Thursday, October 17th in Minneapolis. Come hear about my work and about my nonprofit, Human Ripple Works, Inc. You need to register. There's no charge, but I need a head count. To register, go to elliekrug.com and see the upcoming engagements page. Scroll down, click on the link for October 17th to register. That's me, Ellie the Idealist, trying to make the world better. Hope to see you.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. Our station has worked with Barbara from WYSIWYG Web Design for years on everything from logo to print design, and especially for developing our website. She does great work and is great to work with, listening to what our goals and design ideas were while offering new, innovative ideas to create the website we are proud of today. Barbara made sure she understood our station, our goals, and our mission before she started working on our site, and made suggestions to help control the cost. Plus, she's friendly, which set us at ease. I recommend Barbara at WYSIWYG Web Design because I know she will deliver an attractive, professional website within the budget you have. She is a local independent business that specializes in helping other local businesses achieve their website and design goals. She can work with nearly any budget and create anything from simple sites to robust custom functionality. To find out more about the company AM950 Trust, go to WYSIWYGWebDesign.com. Spelled out just like it sounds, WYSIWYGWebDesign.com.
So I was sleeping during that bumper music, Sheriff.
Yeah, I was.
Right. Hey, welcome back to Almost at Native Roots Radio. Welcome back to the Repartee at 4 p.m. Here at AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Hey, before we get to callers, I want to mention one of the things I've read in the paper and saw in the news about the Hennepin County Sheriffs and that we're going to body cams, and that sounds like what's the news on that? That's exciting news.
Yeah, we've been pushing it since I got in there 10 months ago. We need them. It's the future of law enforcement. Actually, it's been the future for about 10 years. We need it for accountability from all aspects, from our staff and from people we interact with. It's just like wearing a vest or, going to work with your briefcase. It's just one of those things we need, and we finally got it pushed a couple of days ago. We're getting 184, which will be for the patrol. It'll be for transports, water patrol.
Mm.
And then next year and the year after, it'll be everybody. I'm excited.
Why is that so expensive? Now, I'm an old-time video guy. Why is that so expensive? Is it the cloud? Is it the management of the footage or the cameras?
Cameras are inexpensive. It's the cloud, and then it's how long we had to hold on to the stuff. So it's about 5 years for pretty much everything. And then also the county attorney has access through a thing called evidence.com. But the cameras are relatively
expensive. Yeah, they're plastic little things, right?
But it's the storage, it's the cloud, and then we have to have a secure cloud to do more money.
That's right. Awesome. So is it HD then, or is it 4K?
Yeah, I know, Doug.
I mean, we pull that shade down there. They're going crazy here.
Yeah.
On the top there.
I think it's high definition. And then, So with our contract we got, when these cameras are getting old, they'll replace the current ones with the newer ones. So we're excited. And then it's going to be good for the deputies. It's going to be good for the people. It's going to be good for everybody. So.
Right. Let's go with Roger from St. Louis Park here. He has a couple of questions to ask you. Go ahead, Roger. You're on the repartee of AM 950.
Sheriff Hutchison, I am extremely proud that you are our sheriff. And I think that the change in tone that you can bring to our overly militarized police force vibe in this country, I hope you're able to lead a change that becomes nationwide. And I'm wondering if you're encountering much resistance to it within your own ranks.
Well, thank you for calling, sir. And actually, no, we're not getting too much bad feedback because, again, most people in law enforcement are there to help people. There's a time and place to be the enforcers, but our goal 99% of the time is to help the public safety. So I haven't received too much bad feedback, and the ones that maybe do, I think they're about to retire, so it's a new era. We're here to help people, one, but again, sometimes we're going to have to do stuff people don't like, and I think, again, if we explain ourselves of why we're doing it, the public's going to give us the benefit of the doubt, hopefully.
Well, what I want to, because we have pretty much progressive people that listen to AM 950 and progressive people that watch us on Facebook Live. And I want to give them a shout out too, or an awakening too, because we're always in an election cycle and, you're going to need support and we got to stay on top of that when re-election time comes. So that's all, that's very cool that you got compliments, but just be aware we're going to need support to get Hutch back in there. And it's a bummer that you have to be almost running for office all the time, but I think a lot of people that I talk to feel the same way. I just want to remind everyone that it's financially, too, you need our support, too.
Yeah, it's unfortunate we have to, you have to politic while you're trying to run the office. And it's part of the business, I guess. It's not my favorite part, but we'll make do.
Hey, we got Stan from Minnetonka and the freedom of info he wants to talk about. Go ahead, Stan. You're on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, with the Sheriff Dave Hutchinson.
Hey, I really appreciate your time today, and there's a real sincere question in this, but I have to tell you that I'm an advocate for someone who is a troubled person, and she's now in prison, and I've known her for a long time, and I've tried to help her out, but the bottom line is I'm missing something. She doesn't seem to have any desire to get any help while she's in prison. She just wants to be out on the street ready to do drugs again. So I'm trying to think of how to look into her background and see, where her childhood was and just whatever you could find out in a freedom of information thing. And I don't know where to begin getting a hold of someone that could file papers to find out whatever is on her history.
Well, thank you for the call. And Stan, I don't exactly have the best information, but if you will email Robert, I'll get your number or email. And someone on my staff is an expert at that. That's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just a side note, your person or your friend and incarcerated, we're missing the boat on a lot of that with addiction. We should be treating her with different drugs to help her get off certain drugs, but also therapy, all this stuff. So we don't want her thinking about the street and drugs. We want her thinking about getting healthy.
Is there possibilities of an intervention in prison? Or that sounds weird to say, but I mean, when I was hearing his question, because I've been in recovery for 35 years, and the first thing that came to my head was like, hey, maybe an intervention would help, and people tell how much they love them and what the use has done to them. Because a lot of times the addicts think they're just doing it to themselves, but that's another story.
In jails and prisons, especially in the county jail, Kentucky, we have numerous programs, religious, non-religious, psychological, tons of stuff. So there's help out there. We'll connect, sir.
Yeah, send an email to AM950. Hey, we have Lawrence from St. Paul, and he wants to talk about cop philosophy. Welcome to, an hour with the sheriff.
Hello.
Hey, welcome, Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, always a pleasure. Native roots, man, very calming show. I like it. Keep up the good work there. Just a quick question here, and it kind of bodes to the first two callers. One was talking about the uniform, and the other one was talking about, are you getting any pushback from some of your newer policies? Well, let's go into that a little more, and just go to the psychology of an officer. Most officers, not all, I just want to reiterate that, most of them sit there and watch Fox News. That's their basic go-to to get their information, and that's a fact. Most officers watch Fox News. But most studies show that the Fox News viewers are the most uninformed of all the electorate. A person that doesn't watch any news at all has more information than a person that watches Fox News. Because if you're watching Fox, I'm being frank and candid, if you're watching Fox, you've been misled and fed a lot of lies. If 80% of the officers, maybe 75% to be honest, watch Fox News, then how are you not getting any pushback? Are you being totally candid with us here? I'm thinking you got to be getting some pushback.
Well, the pushback that I'm getting, if there is some, I'm not getting a brunt of it. But again, what they want is they want healthy work environments. They want to be like anybody. They want to have a voice in what the administration is doing. So what cops and deputies want is the same thing people want of the cops. So they want, why are you doing this? We want an honest wage. We want good working conditions. And, the Fox stuff, I don't know. I don't, unfortunately, or fortunately for me, I don't watch any of the main news anymore. I get mine from local stuff. And sometimes I think it's more healthy for me and my mental health to stay away from the news.
Well, and you get some from AM 950 too.
Well, just AM 950. Yeah, right. I just text Robert. That's
right. Hey, that's right. We should take a break, and we can follow up on that. But let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Rapartee via Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, today. We'll be right back.
Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
But I want to give a reality check here to Elizabeth, because no one on this stage wants to protect billionaires, not even the billionaire. We just have different approaches. Your idea is not the only idea.
And sometimes I think that Senator Warren is more focused on pitting some part of the country against the other instead of lifting people up.
That was Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke setting their sights on Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at last night's fourth Democratic debate in Westerville, Ohio. Warren clearly replaced former Vice President Joe Biden as the center stage target. She was undaunted in her call for structural change.
I'm not willing to give up and let a handful of monopolists dominate our economy and our democracy. It's time to fight back.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders didn't face as much heat except on his proposed overhaul of the healthcare system.
Senator Sanders, do you want to respond?
I get a little bit tired, I must say. A people defending a system which is dysfunctional, which is cruel.
South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg sparred with Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard on the role of U.S. troops supporting Kurds in Syria. Gabbard said that the U.S. should not have been involved in regime change in Syria to begin with, and here's how Buttigieg responded.
Look, I didn't think we should have gone to Iraq in the first place. I think we need to get out of Afghanistan. But it's also the case that a small number of specialized special operations forces and intelligence capabilities were the only thing that stood between that part of Syria and what we're seeing now, which is the beginning of a genocide and the resurgence of ISIS.
Buttigieg also had a more heated exchange with Beto O'Rourke regarding the practicality of a mandatory buyback program for assault weapons. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro took that opportunity to address the recent police shooting of a Tatiana Jefferson in her own home in Fort Worth, Texas.
I am not going to give these police officers another reason to go door to door in certain communities, because police violence is also gun violence, and we need to address that.
Reproductive rights surfaced in the context of Supreme Court nominations and in the wake of recent state abortion bans. Here's New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
Women should not be the only ones taking up this cause and this fight. It's because women are people, and people deserve to control their own body.
Tulsi Gabbard shared the field's unanimous support for Roe v. Wade. She and Klobuchar backed some restrictions on third trimester abortions.
I agree with Hillary Clinton on one thing, disagree with her on many others, but when she said abortion should be safe, legal, and rare, I think she's correct.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at victors1959cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at minnesotaatheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
Litton's Party Value is your Halloween headquarters. All Halloween-specific items will be an extra 20% off our low warehouse prices. Litton's Party Value has its best costumes for toddlers, kids' favorite licensed costumes, and adult costumes. Litton's Party Value has a great selection of tableware, decorations, and props to put the haunt into your Halloween horror show. Shop Litton's Party Value's new location at 913 Plymouth Avenue North, Minneapolis. Free parking or shop Litton's online at partyvalue.com.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, expect cloudy skies with a low around 34. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 55 and a low of 44. Friday, sunny with a high of 66 and a chance of rain at night with a low of 48. EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Burger Mo's, offering 20 fresh, never frozen varieties of burgers, as well as delicious apps, soups, salads, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Burger Mo's is the perfect gathering spot before or after XL Energy events.
I think, welcome back to the repartee, AM 950. I'm here with Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and I think they're trying to mess with us back at the mothership here because that's some freaky bumper music.
Yeah, probably are. We'll take care of them.
Hey, so that last guy I was talking about, I mean, I try and get my news, believe it or not, first thing in the morning. I listen to AM 950, and I listen to Stephanie Miller, and she's a comedian. But she's out of California, and at first I kind of didn't like her, but I really like her now, and she's dead on with the news and her perspective, and it's really funny because, you know, they're live, and it's 5 in the morning out there in California when they're going live here.
But I think you get your news from where you're most comfortable, but also sometimes maybe you listen to something you don't agree with, because, you know, people, you have to reform your own opinion, and sometimes you need multiple sources, so.
That's a good point. And I was always told too, like, you know, what was that old Godfather thing? You know, if I'm listening to another station, it's keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Yeah. So you do kind of want to know what's going on, what they're thinking, and what's going on in other people's minds too. Because, you know, there's a 30-35% that there's no way we're going to change their mind. They're in the cult. They're going to be marching goose-step with 45, and we can't do anything about it. It's the other people too. And we'll be getting T-shirts that we want to say vote blue no matter who,
yeah. You
know. So, I don't know. We want people to call the sheriff and talk to the sheriff and ask questions, because this is just a great opportunity. At 952-946-6205, that's 952-946-6205. We have Mark from Fridley, and we want to hear from Mark. Welcome, Mark, as always.
Hey, guys, and it's great. You're getting a lot of calls. That means that people are very interested in the subject matter. And I just want to remind people that news is only as good or legitimate as its source. And I want to piggyback off of what Lauren said, because that was a quote, actually, from one of the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, who said that a person that reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers. And at the time, newspapers were all they had. Mm-hmm. But your news, you need to do your own research. And I wanted to piggyback on what you guys were talking about, because for me personally, I've got an experience in military law enforcement. And the biggest crooks to me are the ones that wear Armani suits and drive Bentleys. And there's a thing out there called, you know, like Wells Fargo, okay? Somebody's going to go to jail for stealing a car radio. Wells Fargo stole houses. You talked about the opioid crisis. You're talking about the Sackler family and Purdue and all these pharmaceutical companies that were shoving these pills down people's throats. They tried to do the same thing to me. In fact, I've got bags of opioids that I could not leave the hospital with after a couple of knee surgeries. I said, I don't want the pain meds. You don't understand, you have to take them. I said, I don't want them. And they would not let me leave the hospital without the pain medication, and I still have them sealed in the bag and sealed in the bag that they were given to me. And but these crooks get away with what's called a deferred prosecution agreement. And as a law enforcement officer, when you make a case against somebody and take it to a Hennepin County attorney or take it to, you know, the appropriate judiciary, and they kick your case because they say it's too hard to prosecute, how do you handle that?
Yeah, well, of course, we don't like that. But unfortunately, in our judicial system, the county attorney has that option. We can politic and say, you know, I don't agree with that. And sometimes it works. But, you know, the county attorneys like the position just like sheriff. So they have kind of their own method. Well, there's been a few times where I've pled my case and they've changed their mind. And I think we need to do more of that. But and not to divert the question, but when you talk about the opioids and you have bags of them at your house, you know, we do drug take-backs every couple times a year, and we have one coming up, and you should dispose of those so we can dispose of them safely, because they're not good for us, and I just don't want somebody getting a hold of them, and I can give them more information, but it's coming up in a few, either next week, we'll give you some more information too about that.
Sure, I understand that, but I carry them, and I possess them as an example of them giving me medication that I didn't want, that I didn't ask for, in that I was not allowed to leave the hospital. And again, we tracked this down through the pharmacy at the hospital. I talked to the administrators of the hospital and said, this is an insane practice. You know, you're pushing pills on people that don't want them and, you know, don't need them. And so I carry them as an, and in fact, I showed Eric the bag at the last Blue State Ball, and I showed Hunter and Brett, and that's what I use it for. But, and again, you got a lot of calls coming in. I'll let you get back to them. But I just want to say about the debate contest last night.
That's so weird. I was going to ask you about that. Go ahead, Mark.
The most Googled name of any of the dozen candidates was Tulsi Gabbard. And the media is not going to like that. And we had that that radio news bumper that had the quote from Bernie last night. And he said, I get a little tired of hearing from people trying to defend a corrupt system. And I'm sure the sheriff is tired of trying to defend a corrupt system, as we all are and should be. But you saw the real Pirate Pete Buttigieg last night with his booty and his lies attacking Bernie Sanders and attacking Elizabeth Warren with the help of Amy Klobuchar. And you have to have an understanding of why and where this is coming from. You witnessed the real Pete, Pirate Pete, last night, because he understands Joe Biden is on his way out the door. And he's taking more money from lobbyists, and he's taking more money from Big Pharma, and he's taking more money from the medical industry, and that's where his opinions are coming from. And I just want to leave people with this fact, because seeing, you know, we can riff about Fox and how putrid Fox is, but CNN is no better. CNN just attacked its viewers by saying that the endorsement of Bernie Sanders by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib was too urban for Bernie. And anybody who understands what John King meant when he said that last night. But
that's code. That's code.
This is all about the Benjamins. And you can tell Biden is on the way out because he only has $8 million in the bank. Bernie has 38. Elizabeth Warren has about 28. Pete Buttigieg, because of Big Pharma, has got 10 or 12. And that's where his opinions are coming from. So don't fall for that. Don't fall for the line. And like Bernie said, we all have to get a little tired, take action. We're tired of hearing people defend a corrupt system. And keep up the great work. I hear great things about your service and the service of your officers. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, thanks, Mark. That was Mark from Fridley, who's a caller, and I really like most of the things that Mark says. And what's interesting to me, what I was thinking as he was talking, and you don't have to comment on this because we're almost on the next break. I listened to MSNBC, and they seem to bash Bernie all the time, and it's really weird because I really like him. We were at that Native American forum, and he got the biggest hand. I like Elizabeth Warren, but I'm going blue no matter who. So that's all I'm thinking about. But, hey, you're listening to the 4 o'clock repartee at AM 950, and I'm here with Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and we're taking your calls, and we'll be right back. Frustration is all that I got. Do I look as
hungry as I feel? Marijuana legalization might not mean a lot to you professionally, but it may to your clients and employees, bankers and investors, property owners and landlords. Minnesota Lawyer has got your back with the CanCon Business Symposium on Wednesday, November 6th at the Depot, Minneapolis. Denver-based researcher, the Marijuana Policy Group, will present data on the economic impact legislation has had in Colorado and how that might translate to Minnesota. You'll hear from professionals in other states that legalized marijuana about what's at stake for you. Human resources professionals can learn about the effects on employees and how the hiring process could change. Attorneys will learn how to protect their clients. Commercial real estate brokers and agents will hear about investment opportunities from an expert panel. Speakers include Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, Speaker of the House Ryan Winkler, and Senators Melissa Franzen, Jeff Hayden, and Scott Johnson, as well as several Minnesota business leaders. Learn strategies that work at the CanCon Business Symposium on Wednesday, November 6th at the Depot, Minneapolis. Register now at canconmn.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Join the university's Bakken Center for Spirituality and Healing for two special events featuring senior MIT lecturer, founding chair of the Presencing Institute, and frequent Huffington Post contributor, Dr. Otto Scharmer. Monday, November 4th, Otto will be presenting a full-day workshop on sensing and actualizing emerging future opportunities, both individually and collectively. Participants will learn and apply the seven capacities of the deep leadership cycle that help change makers to transcend old behavioral patterns, realize new possibilities, and enable transformation and innovation. Light breakfast and lunch is included in the cost of registration. On Tuesday, November 5th, Otto Scharmer will be presenting a lecture called Moving from Ego System to Ecosystem, which will explore concepts of systems evolution and transformation in economies, healthcare, and education. He will make the case for a shift in consciousness and action from a focus on individual well-being towards that of the collective. Space is limited. Register now at csh.umn.edu. To you.
Okay, hey, welcome back to the AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, and you're listening to the Repartee. I have a guest here I want to sneak in here before the end of the show, and
Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson said, yes, I will let this time go. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Hey, I have, I can hear David laughing. David Glass of the National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media. And we have some updates and we have some exciting things coming up. And I'm just going to let you go, David. Welcome to the repartee.
Hey, Robert, I don't know if there's any way to turn up the volume for this phone call, but we can't hear any of it.
Oh, yeah. How's that? Can you go ahead?
There's still really no volume on our side.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, David. We're having technical difficulties. Can you hear David now?
I can. So,
I think it's from our end here. Sorry about that, David. I did mention the few things here in the beginning of the show, and I'm probably going to have Clyde on for next week. But we're talking about the October 24th, and I really appreciate your time. And I was just talking and with a one-sided conversation with David Glass here. Yeah. But we're on the 24th, and it's going to be a march on the U.S. Bank against the Washington name, and National Coalition Against Racism in Sports and Media has always been in the forefront of these. And I know I was at a really good one in 2015 at TCF against the Kansas City team, and there was about 5,000 people there, and we're excited to have that many people there again. So sorry for the snafu, David, and we'll be talking to you soon. So it's awesome that, you know, again, that it's so organized, and that's the thing that really impressed me with these guys in meetings, because I've sat in on a few meetings and I know you've heard some stuff too.
Yeah, again, a friend of mine was helping organizing it from Minneapolis, and he says to me, in his opinion, it's going to go smooth sailing, hopefully, because it's, again, we want everybody safe and express yourself, but we don't want you hit by cars, and
right,
et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Hey, you're listening to the Repartee, and we're at 952-946-6205. We have one open line here if you want to give us a call. So let's just talk a day. You know, I follow you on the social media, and, man, you got a lot of meetings.
Lots of meetings all over the country, too. Lots and lots of meetings. Because, you know, we're, Hennepin County is obviously the most populated in the state. The second being less than half as big is Ramsey. And so our obligation is just mostly to Hennepin County, but also to be a champion in the state. And we're also pushing some agenda nationally with the major county sheriffs. Some technology with suicide prevention in our jails. But also, I think what I'm most proud of is what we're doing with this tri-wellness for our mental health, of physical health, and spiritual health of our deputies. Because if you have happy deputies who are treated with respect and are healthy in those three ways, the trifecta, next time they deal with you in the street or in jail, they're probably going to be a lot nicer to you. And that's our goal, is to have our public safety men and women be at a spot where they can be professional, ethical, and happy.
Well, you know, with 1,100 employees, I mean, just the odds and the percentages that, you know, we're going to have somebody maybe with chemical dependency, somebody with you know, just a nervousness and things that need to be talked out that I know years ago when I used to hang out with the St. Paul police back when I was young, you know, those guys were high flyers, but they were also real people. And that was what was cool. And I think for me, as I got older, I kind of missed that because a lot of those guys retired that I knew and they knew me by name. And it got different for a while there.
But, and I think it got different because of some of all the administrators. They tried to make the men and women in law enforcement be a perfect person, not show, you know, your scars. And, you know, we have problems. We have PTSD. We have depression. We have alcoholism, we have eating disorders, we have all the stuff that the general public has, but then we have to go deal with those problems all day. You know, we're expected to be 100% normal when we go home. That's absurd, and we're going to try to fix what we can. And a lot of it is, again, we're human beings. We're not perfect. We're going to do a lot of imperfect things, but we try our best. And with this program, I can't talk enough about it. It's mind, body, and spirit. If we're healthy, we're going to treat people better, and that's the bottom line.
Right, and I, you know, not only that, I'd like you were talking about too, and I'm kind of switching gears a little bit, but I remember you talking a little bit about, you know, if there's a crisis going on and that you can have a counselor's intervention, what's the crisis of, because sometimes there's suicide by police, you know, not police officer, but a citizen wants to commit suicide because their life is so black and bleak and, you know, all those depression things that come down. And now you guys send out some people along with that.
Yeah, and we're actually going to have, we're the first of the kind in Iowa. We're going to have a mental health professional in our dispatch center. So if Wendy calls and says, you know, Robert's not having a good day, we can try to avoid even coming out here. If we can get that mental health professional online, get some services out to you, because sometimes the police aren't best suited to go to an emergency. You know, I think we're masters of a lot, but we can't be experts at everything. And so this mental health provider will be up there, and they'll be able to screen calls and say, hey,
well,
what's going on today?
That makes total sense because, you know, not just a police officer, but I'm a high school teacher, and I don't have the expertise, mm-hmm. and it's just a natural thing. I'd like to help, but let's get the experts in there.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing. We're I spoke at a summit on Monday or Tuesday. And again, we're enlisting the help of the best in all, you know, and the spiritual guidance, chemical dependency. We have a chaplain, we have a therapist. But we got to make sure we're good, and we're not good, and we need to be, and we're going to make some steps to improve it.
Well, you know, I just got to say thank you so much for what you do and what you've done and how accessible the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office has been. And how real you are. And I just can't thank you enough for being on. We should do this again more often.
Then maybe next week.
Hey, you're listening to the Rap Art today. We'll be right back. Or no, we won't. We'll see you later.
Yeah, here we go.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us this week for Minnesota Matters, a news, entertainment, and sports show covering everything that matters in the North Star State. Tune us in right here or at your convenience at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.